Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Thank you for this wonderful online service. Thank you for this powerful time. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us and you are here wherever we are together and you are with us. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together in your homes wherever you are. Put your hands together. Well, church, joining me all over the world, God is with us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Wonderful. Last, if you recall, I started preaching to you about a very, very important message. Which message? I referred you to this wonderful book written by Bishop Doug Heward Mills, Losing, Suffering, Sacrificing, Dying. Which message I refer you to this book, signifying the times that we are living in, especially as we approach Easter. I made you aware that Easter is a very important calendar in the life of a Christian, because Easter is a time that Christ indeed went through his sufferings on the cross, paid everything for us so that we can be saved. So I also alluded to so many things, and I said last week again for you to know that suffering is very much part of Christianity. And I said that the missing ingredient of our times and seasons as Christians is the theology of suffering. Now every Christian knows about blessing, blessing, blessing. The Lord keep blessing me. The Lord keep blessing me. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. Eradie mabau. Don't let me go empty-handed. We know all this, but we must also know the other part of Christianity, that there is also the theology of suffering. And the season as we approach Easter, indeed, remind us that Christianity is not all about blessings, but sometimes you need to go through suffering. You need to go through sacrificing. Sometimes you need to die for to so many things. And as we go through it, we see that we'll be blessed. Last week, I referred you to Abraham, that Abraham went through suffering. Abraham went through suffering. Abraham had to sacrifice. Abraham needed a blessing from God. And then when God gave him the blessing, he said, sacrifice it. Wow. God gave Joseph a dream, just as you also have a dream. And then at the point in time, Joseph had to go into a pit and then had to go into slavery. But at the end of the day, depending on, and because of the way they handled it, they came out blessed. So it makes you to see that suffering is part of Christianity. And we shouldn't think that accomplishment is only when everything is okay. You know, when people are saying that I've accomplished something these days, what it means actually is that I have a big church, I'm blessed, I'm dude, I'm that, and I'm that. But accomplishment actually also includes how you go through suffering. Accomplish also includes how you go through suffering, which is very, very important. That's why sometimes people will ask, what have you suffered? What have you been through? It means, what have you accomplished as a Christian? What have you been through? If you are able to go through suffering and you come through it well, then you can say indeed that you have accomplished something, because that is also part of it. Amen. And in our time, how are we to suffer? Because, you know, in many ways, we are called to suffer. And I will say that the way we endure things, the way we endure things, the way we go through certain things, we show our readiness to die, our readiness to suffer, our readiness to sacrifice and lose something for Jesus. Like I said, either way, you lose. Either way, you lose. Either God takes from you or you give it to God willingly. If God takes from you, you are not likely to have the blessings you will get. But if you give willingly, then you are going to be blessed. Amen. So last, I told us Christians, we must be able to go through so many things and come out successfully. And I said, one of the things that Jesus accomplished was the fact that he went through the endured temptation. You see, to endure temptation is an accomplishment. When you are tempted, you are able to go through it. You see, because many Christians these days are not ready to endure things. The slightest temptation and you are off. The slightest thing and you are off. Tempted to be angry. Hey, tempted to divorce. Hey, tempted to leave. And you are off. But Jesus endured temptation. Remember when he was hungry and the devil came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. He waited till Jesus was hungry. Let me tell you something. As I said, temptation will never come to you till you are in need. Temptation will never come to you. If you are eating and you are full, why would I come and give you food to eat? It is till you are in need of something. If you are in need of a job, that temptation will come. I remember this beautiful young girl from school. She got a place to do her national service. When in a very good place, just when she was about to finish her service, then a temptation came. This boss of very reputable organization asked her, do you want to continue working here? She said, yes, I would like to work here. It's okay, I'm the CEO. I will employ you after your service. While they were talking, just told her, go and make me tea. She went to make the tea, and in Ghana, tea is tea. But you want to make tea, green tea, whatever tea. And then he said, give me some milk. And the lady was going to bring milk from the fridge. And the boss said, no, I'm not talking about this kind of milk. So she was surprised. So she thought maybe there was maybe condensed milk or carnation or something else was in the fridge. So she was going for it. Maybe some natural milk. And the boss said, no. This is not the milk I'm talking about. So she was confused. And this was the time of her temptation. She's about to finish service. She'll need a job to do. This is like Jesus after 40 days and he's hungered. And said, where is the milk? Then the boss pointed to her breasts. Young girl with a pointed breast. He said, I want this milk. So she looked at herself again. It was later that she realized she suddenly became a cowbell, our milk. Suddenly she realized that it's the breast that the boss is referring to as milk. So in her time of need, in her time of temptation, the devil offered her that if only you are the Son of God, do this. But thankfully, she didn't. She endured the temptation. And I want you to know that after the temptation, it wasn't easy for her. It was not easy for her at all. Don't think that by enduring the temptation, it will be easy for you. If time permits, I'll talk to you about Job. Pray that time permits for today. I'll talk to you about Job. But don't think that if you say, oh, because I stood for God, tomorrow, no, things are going to be okay. It can become some way before it becomes better. After Joseph resisted Potiphar's wife, you thought that, oh, God will say, Joseph had done a good thing. So immediately, Joseph should go to the palace. But instead, he rather went into prison. Can you believe it? So your first temptation, so your first resisting of temptation doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be okay the next step. It could become hotter, like the three Hebrew boys. They had to heat the burning furnace 7 times more. So the problem may even become worse. And he said, oh, I should have listened. It becomes worse so that you use such words like, I should have listened. Do you get it? But please endure temptation. Jesus endured temptation. Hallelujah. Another thing you must be able to endure as an act of sacrifice, losing, sacrificing and dying, is to endure contradictions of men. Contradictions of men. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3. The Bible says, for consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. You know, Jesus endured so many things. People spoke against him, said all manner of things against him. But he endured it, even whilst on the cross. He had the power to stop everything. The lies, all the things they said, he had the power to save himself. But he went through it. He stood his ground. He went through the will of God. And I tell you, it wasn't easy for Jesus. It wasn't easy, but he went through it. He went through it. You know, it reminds me of the story of the Chinese Jesus. And you see that it's not everybody who has the heart to endure things. Some wives will say, I can't take this nonsense anymore. Some say, this is foolishness. I can't endure such nonsense. I can't take this foolishness anymore. I am tired. I've reached my limit. You know, the Chinese Jesus reached his limit because they were enacting the crucifixion of Jesus. And they took this Chinese man to represent Jesus. And as they were nailing him on the cross like that, he was on the cross, and they were nailing him. But as part of the film, people should insult him. Even the piercing and things, it was just staged. But as part of the of the film, people should insult him. So as they were insulting him, unfortunately, his next door neighbor or his friend, be that he had wronged him some time ago, also happened to pass by. And he also joined the prayer and started insulting him. Then he said that, hey, this man, he's somewhere, but I owe him, I'll never pay. Kill him. This man, he says that. Then Chinese Jesus said, look, this one is a film. But I cannot endure this guy. And everybody can insult my one, not this guy. So the Chinese Jesus suddenly removed the rope on his hands, got down from the cross, and give the guy a good beating. A good beating after he went on the cross and said, now crucify me. I'm ready to be crucified. You see, he didn't have the heart to endure foolishness. He couldn't sacrifice. Sometimes you need to sacrifice your reputation to suffer the contradictions of men. Contradictions of men could be somebody you have done good to. But the good you have done is being thrown back at your face. Endure it. It's part of Christianity. Hallelujah. It's part of Christianity. And you need to endure it. It's very, very important. Because that is what makes you say that I have accomplished something. In John chapter 19, verse 28. In John chapter 19, verse 28. The Bible says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. So Jesus knew that as part the problem he was going through, the torment he was going through, was part of what he came to do on earth. So it was after that I said, now all things are accomplished. My suffering, my contradictions of men, everything is accomplished. Hallelujah. And when you go to Luke chapter 18, verse 31, Luke chapter 18, verse 31, it says, Luke 18, 31, then he took unto him the 12 and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophet concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. Hallelujah. He said all things, not some things, but all things that are written about the Son of Man must be or shall be accomplished. Amen. So Jesus saw the suffering as part of the accomplishment. The suffering as part of the accomplishment. So all things written, Christian brother, it is written, account it all joy when you enter those diverse kinds of temptation. All things must be accomplished. Don't jump from the boat when you are going through certain things. Hallelujah. Another thing you must endure to show that you have accomplished something is enduring pressure. Enduring pressure. You need to endure pressure. Hallelujah. You know, many guys are doing things because of pressure. These days, the young girls, the young guy, they will say pressure. You know, sometimes you don't have any, you don't have something. You cannot go to certain places. But because of pressure, you want to do it. Young man, you know you cannot afford. You cannot afford something or certain things. But pressure makes you go to sell sometimes, do all manner of things, sakawa and all manner of things. You see, Christian brother, you don't need to be pressurized to do something. Wait, Bible says in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In God's own time, in God's own, and God has a time for everybody. God has his time for everybody. Bible says you are like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, and you shall bear your fruit in its season. Look, your season will come. When the season comes, no one can stop it. No devil, no demon, no nothing can stop that season. The only thing you need to do is to have the ability to endure pressure, to go ahead of time. Don't go ahead of time. Just be patient. Be patient and wait on God. Your time will come. Hallelujah. So endure. It's part of suffering. Amen. And I want you also to know, you know, because if you read this book, it's broken down sufferings into certain parts. So you will know. You know, one of the things somebody asked me was, how do I know I'm suffering for Christ? Because nobody has come to beat me. Nobody has come to do all these things. All these things shows a kind of suffering, a kind of sacrifice for Christ. Now, another way you can you should be able to go through to say I've accomplished something is your ability to endure hours of prayer. Your ability to endure hours of prayer. You know, we have all become fast food Christians, microwave Christians. We cannot endure things. One of the things that Jesus or God has asked us to do is to pray. And not just to pray, pray long hours. That's why when Jesus went to the garden to pray, and he came and he saw that the disciples were sleeping, he was not amused. He wasn't happy with them that they were sleeping. Amen. So sometimes sleepless nights, you need to endure sleepless nights, reading your Bible, praying, sometimes reading to pass your exam. Even to pass your exam, you need to be able to endure hours of reading, hours of studying, and studying well. Hallelujah. And this is where the power and the wisdom comes. Because sometimes when you can do all the hard work, but if you don't have the backing of God, it can also not amount to anything. I know a brother in school, he used to study. He would chew cola. He would chew cola and drink coffee and then put water and put his legs in the water and then remove his shirt and go and sit in place that there are mosquitoes so that he won't sleep. And he would read and read and read. But anytime the exams will come, he will be first, but he's first from the bottom. He's first, but first from the bottom. Now, he was reading hard, doing all the hard work. But sometimes hard work and without God's backing, Charlie, it's not easy. That is why you have to always make sure that God is with you. Combine the power and the wisdom. But long hours, your ability to endure long hours is good for you. You know, your ability to endure sorrow. Sometimes some small problem come our way. And as Christians, we get worried. Somebody will say, what kind of God is this? What kind of God is this? Who will make us as Christians go through this? What kind of God is this? But you see, it's not what kind of God is this. This is how it is. Hallelujah. It's not what kind of God is, but this is how it is. Amen. And I want you to know, brothers, that suffering, enduring suffering, at the end of the day, if you're able to endure, you stand on it, you'll be blessed. Let me use an example of Job, and God willing, next week, we'll continue. Now, in Job chapter 1, verse 1 following, you see another man who went through suffering, but endured, and at the end of the day, God blessed him. The Bible says, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. The man was what? Say it wherever you are. The man was what? Perfect and upright. This is a man, if you like these days, who say is born again, has been washed by the blood of Jesus. We will say this, the man who says that my righteousness is not of my own, but my righteousness is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, as I believed him as my Lord and personal Savior. This man was righteous and eschewed evil, perfect. Nothing wrong about this man. Go to verse 2. And were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. So he was blessed. He was blessed. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Wow. Look at his substance. And may you be blessed with great substance. Hallelujah. 7,000 sheep. May you get more blessings in Jesus' name. 3,000 camels, that means it's business. Business, international business. Not local business. May your business go international. God, you see, they are describing the business that he had. And then his house, a very great household. It means his household was blessed. His children were blessed. May your house be blessed. May your children be blessed. But they saw that the man was the greatest of all men. May it be said about you that you are the greatest in your every field of endeavor you are. In your field of endeavor, you are the greatest. May you be referred as great in whatever you are doing in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says, his sons went and feasted in their houses. Hey, these were not people who are married and living in their father's homes. These were not people who have married and shared rooms with their mothers. Hey, they went to their own houses. By the time your children marry, may they move and live in their own houses in the name of Jesus. Wow. And send and call their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So they were always feasting. They were always having partying. And you know one thing, there was unity among the family. You know something, you can have a family, but you cannot enjoy the family. A family of this, a family of that, but you cannot enjoy the family. It's a blessing to have a family and enjoy the family. And if you are listening to me, if you have family members, you have any aught with any of your family members, this is the time for you to go back to them and be one and enjoy the blessings of a family, the blessings of the family, and be happy together. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did continually. So Job understood that being a Christian is not the absence of sin. A Christian can sin, but the Bible says if we sin, we have an advocate in heaven, who is Jesus Christ. Bible says that we confess our sins in 1 John 1:9. He's faithful and just to forgive and to purify us from every unrighteousness. So Job was aware of that. That there's no way a man can say, I will not sin. So continually, every day, Job was asking for forgiveness of his own sins and of the sins of his children. And that's why Jesus gave, as part of the model of prayer, that we should pray that forgive us our sins daily. It's a daily thing. He didn't say monthly. He didn't say, he said, pray this always, anytime. Forgive us our sins. And that, it seems to me, was what Job was doing. Hallelujah. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Hey. And Satan also came. Hey. There was a day the sons of God came to present themselves to God. And Satan also came. Charlie. Satan can come into the house of God. I mean, they came to present themselves to God, and Satan also came. He came with a mission. And some of you churches, bus centers, fellowships out there, remember, Satan has a mission. And he's always lurking to come in. So make sure you prevent him from coming. And the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking about up and down in it. Why is he walking about up and down? So that he will get somebody to destroy. He's like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He's just walking about. Every day he's trying to destroy somebody. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered Job, my servant, that there's none like him in the earth? There's none like him. There's no Christian like him. There's no charismatic Christian like him in the earth. Can God say this about you? That there's no woman who is in a relationship like Job. Because many guys who say they are in relationships, they are doing one thing or the other. Thank God for social distancing. That one is, the only thing they are afraid is social distancing, not even the word of God. That's what that can keep them from kissing and doing all manner of things. But Job was different. There's no one like Job. One that feared and escheweth evil. And then the next verse, the Bible says, then Satan answered the Lord and said, do you think Job fears you for nothing? Job is a charismatic Christian. He doesn't fear you. It's because of the way you have blessed him. Because of all the things that is happening to him. That's why Job is worshiping you. He doesn't fear you for nothing. You have made a hedge about him. You have blessed his house. Every side you have blessed him. That is why, and his substance has increased. That is why Job fears you. Next verse. That's why Job fears you. But if you like, tempt Job and see whether he can endure. If you like, put Job to test. Say, put forth thine hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. You see, that's what the devil thinks. And to many of us, that's how people think. They think that we are serving God because of what we can get. And that is why we cannot endure temptation, because of what we can get. Do you get it? And the Lord said unto him, behold, everything Job has is in your power. Only don't touch him. So Satan went on to what? Tempt him, to make him suffer. That is why I always tell people that sometimes the suffering you are going through, you don't know why you are going through it. You can't say that every suffering is from God. But this one, you see that God said it. God gave Satan the right to do that. So he went. And Job was going through suffering. Hallelujah. He went and he tempted Job. And Job was going through suffering. And look at what started happening to Job. The sufferings he went through. And then we'll see the end of the story. And you say your ability to accomplish great things include your ability to go through suffering for the name, for the sake of Christ. And when you come out, you come to glorify God. God was boasting with Job. And I tell, that's why Jesus, after dying on the cross, is now seated at the right hand side of God. That means that where God stays, that's where Jesus is. Verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house. Hey. And they came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain thy servant with the edge of the sword, and only I am escaped to tell thee. Immediately, your business has started spoiling. That temptation has started. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and had burned all the sheep and the servant and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Wow. So you see, suddenly those problems, temptations, sufferings have started. If you're a Christian, you were in church, you were paying your tithe, you're doing all this, and this thing started happening to you, you will start questioning God. But look at it. Let's go to the next verse. The Bible says, why is he here speaking? There came another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels, your international business, and I've carried them away and slain thy servant, and only I am escaped to tell thee. Hey! Problems, when they come in waves. While he was here speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house. And the Bible says, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. Oh, Job, now everything you worked for is gone. What are you going to do, Job? Everything you worked for is gone. What are you? They're all gone. Next verse. Wow. Then Job arose. What will you do if you were Job? And rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground, and started insulting his pastor. Started insulting God. Started saying that what kind of God is this? What kind of this? What have done that? What have that? But Bible says, he fell upon the ground and did what? Let me hear you say, did what? Wherever you are, say, let me hear you worship. Say it in your home. He did what? He did what? Shout it loud in your home. He did what? Worshipped. Wow. Wow, he worshipped. And look at what he said. In the midst of all this, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. And naked shall I return thither. I came with nothing, and I'm going with nothing. After all, what? The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody, put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a wonderful blessing. Amen. What a wonderful blessing. But let me tell you something. It didn't end there. It didn't end there. I would say something in closing, but it didn't end there. Job 2, 1. Job chapter 2, verse 1. I'm just about to close. Oh, Bawa Pierre. Oh, Yashia. Oh, Teshia. So, Bawa Oshia. It means you're at home. So, Ube Wofie. You see, I know. Job 2. Oh, I miss you guys, man. Wherever you are, I miss you. I miss you. God bless you. You are such a wonderful family. You know, you can never know. You may never know what you are missing until something happens. You know, now I feel how important fellowship is. We take it for granted. When we come to church, we are singing together, dancing together. We take it for granted. Sometimes your shepherd has to whip you before you come. But see, today, you are alone at home with your children. See how you miss fellowship. And even me too, I miss you. I miss you with your glasses looking at me and correcting my English. I miss all of you. I miss you blissfully. Ay, Jesus. Job 2, 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the devil asked Satan again, where are you coming from again after all you've done? And that, you know something? And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? There's not like him in the earth, a perfect man and whatever. And he said, still, and he still holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. Do you get it? So God is now telling Satan that even though you have done all this against him, he still holds on, hold fast his integrity. Even though he has moved God to destroy Job without a cause, Job is still serving the Lord with integrity. Would God say this about you after all is said and done? And listen to verse 4. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yea, all that man had will he give his life for. All that man had will he give his life for. So he says, skin for skin. Now let me touch him, because maybe it is his good. But nobody, when it comes to his life, will not defend himself. Verse 5. But put forth your hand against him and touch his bone and flesh, and he will curse thee. And the Lord said, behold, he's in your hands. Job will never compromise. Do whatever you want to do. So the devil went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. That from his legs everywhere to the head, there was boils. Job couldn't turn. Job couldn't do anything. Hey, and it's not good to have boils. I remember when I was in school. Unfortunately, one of my friends came to cross me, and we had to fight. So we fought. And yours truly defeated him. I put him on the ground. I beat him, yours truly. Look at the evidence of my muscles. I put him to the ground. Then I don't know, this guy comes from somewhere. So he went home. When this guy went home, the next day, I don't know what happened, suddenly I started having boils all over my body. In school, and we're going to have exam, I have boils all over my body. I couldn't do anything. And that is when I realized that if I had a friend of mine, without me telling my parents, took me to go and see some kind of juju man or somebody who was supposed to help me. And then he told me the cause of the boil. I never told my parents. Now they are in heaven, they can hear it, but I never told them. Job had boils all over his body. All over his body. And look at verse 2. When this thing started happening to Job, then look at verse 9. Verse 9. Hey. Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. Hey. Do you still serve this God? Do you still go to this church? Do you still follow this pastor? Do you still pay your tithe? Do you still give offerings? Leave the church. Curse God. You are a young woman. You could have used other ways to make money. Stop it. Stop it. Verse 10. But he said unto her, you speak as one of the foolish women speaketh. Hey, some of you have to be able to tell your friends the truth to their faces. You speak like one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? So, dear friend, your ability to endure, ability to go through, endure pressure, endure the temptations, endure all those things, it is an accomplishment in the heavens. Maybe before man is nothing, but in the heavens, it's an accomplishment. God is making a boast of you. And never think that Job didn't feel the pain. Maybe you thought that God gave Job some supernatural immunity and anesthesia, so Job couldn't feel it. You know, some people feel that Jesus didn't feel the pain. You know, do you think Jesus didn't feel the pain? He felt it. That's why he went to pray till he was sweating blood. He felt what he was going to go through. He felt that he was going to leave his friend. And Job also felt it. Just that in all this, he didn't sin. Because how do I know Job felt it? Job 3. 1 and 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. And Job said, let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night in which it was said, there is a man child conceived. Look at how painfully Job was going through. It pained him, but you see, he was careful not to speak against God. But this showed that Job really felt it when he was going through it. And Jesus also felt it when he was going through it. Even his friends came. One of his friends called Eliphaz in Job 4, 1 to 5. He says that, look, then Job 4, 1 says, then Eliphaz, the Temanite, all those of you in Teman, listen to me. Then Eliphaz, the Temanite, answered and said, if we assay to commune with thee, will thou be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? 3. Behold, thou hast instructed many, and you have strengthened the weak hands. Like he's telling Job, now look at you. You have instructed many people. You have strengthened many hands. And sometimes even we as men of God, as we strengthen people, we strengthen the weak, we counsel people. You see that you yourself also go through things. And you have to go through the contradiction of men. Go through so many things. Amen. Behold, you have instructed many people. Verse 4. He says, thy words have upholding him that was fallen, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees. You know, one day something happened to me. And I said, Lord, me pa. Of all that I've done, look at what is happening to me. I am the one who has strengthened this person. I'm the one who has blessed this person. I'm the one who has counseled this person. I'm the one who has said this. I've told the person, let the weak be strong. Look at it. Now look at me. Look at what is happening to me. I'm the one who has prayed for people's children. I'm the one who has prayed for people's marriages. I'm the one who has prayed for this. But look at what is happening to me. Me. In all that I have done. But I was careful, and I'm still careful not to speak against God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together, somebody, wherever you are. Then in closing, beautiful, very beautiful. In closing, Job 40, 10 to 17. Your ability to endure temptation, to go through suffering, sacrificing, will help you. Job 42, 10. And the Lord, Job 42, 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. You see, there are many things happen, but through it all that happened. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Beloved, when you go through it, God will give you twice as much as you had before. Hallelujah. Never think you are losing anything. You lose it for God, you will gain it. Hallelujah. Twice as much as he had. The next verse, and the Bible says, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and they all did that acquaintance before. And they ate bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him, and comforted him over all the evil that had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. God has started blessing him. He's coming. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Hey, I see God blessing you. Maybe you think you have lost certain things as you followed God, but your latter end is going to be blessed. It's your prophetic destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus. Though thy beginning be small, thy latter end shall be greatly increased. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. Blessings. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Come on, put your hands together wherever you are. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima. Oh, may God give you a beautiful name for your daughters and for your children. And the name of the second, Kezia. And the name of the third, this one. The next time, name your daughter this one. Karen Hapok. So when your daughter goes to school, their friends will be giving her nickname Hapoki or Pocky or Karen Hap. So give your daughter that name. The next verse. And the Bible says, in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. Oh. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. Look at this. Because Job stood and went through, accomplished those blessings. The next verse. And the Bible says, after this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. Wow. So God gave him more years to live. So Job died being old and full of days. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. Never think when you are going through suffering, you are losing anything. You are rather enduring it for the name of Christ. Whatever it is, know that whatever work you are doing, you'll be put to test one day. Every man's work will be tested. That's when the saying shall come. What have you suffered? What have you endured? What have you gone through? Dear friend, the season is approaching Easter, when Jesus endured all things. He says, I must go to Jerusalem so all things will be accomplished. Part of the accomplishment was that you go through suffering. And I pray to God that when you go through suffering, you will survive. Wherever you are, listening to me on Facebook, listen to me on Radio 92.1 FM. And if through any means of channel you are listening to me, I want you to just say this with me. I want to give your life to Jesus. I want to invite you to give your life to Jesus. I want you to say this with me and mean it with your heart. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity to listen to Bishop Sam preach. Is there an opportunity for me to have an encounter with you? Please, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. And today, in my heart, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Today, I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I take Jesus into my heart as my Lord and my personal Savior. Thank you, Lord, that just as I am, you have accepted me and you have taken me as your child. Dear friend, if you pray this prayer, God has given you the ability and the power to become a child of God. Keep following me, following the preaching. God bless all of you. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you once again for everyone, wherever they are. Bless them. Bless them. May your presence ever be with them throughout the week. Bless their going out and bless their coming in. Deliver them from every kind of evil, oh God. Bless them. Bless them. Direct their steps so that they don't go to places of evil. Anywhere that evil can touch them, direct them away from it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you. Amen. God bless you.
You are the word at the beginning. God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bshop Ishmael Sam-DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.